Desi, congratulations. Very, very satisfying first game in this league.
We're absolutely delighted with the result, Chris. Delighted for the players, you know what I mean? Because they've worked so hard, and a big, big week for us as well. There was a lot of excitement building around the club, and which kind of can take away the focus of the game a wee bit. But you know what? You could see even probably the first 10 minutes or so, we were a wee bit nervy. But we grew ourselves into the game. And listen, once the nerves gone, I think they realised, you know what, we can play here. We got the ball down, and the conditions are difficult. But we were able to, both, to be fair to both teams, they did play the ball about a lot, you know. And listen, we sucker punched just before half time. And they were disappointed coming in with it. Not so much because we were a goal down, but I think they were just disappointed how we conceded it, and where we could have dealt with it better, you know. But listen, they dusted themselves off and they go, you know what, we have nothing to fear here. Let's go out, give it a rattle, give it a go. And that's what you could see the second half. And we went out and listen, we got two early goals. And listen, Shells are a top team. Okay, and it's, listen, you take your eye off them for a second and they will punish you. And just, again, listen, they're great. Their second goal was fantastic, to be fair. But it's said, nah, delighted. Delighted, not just for the club itself and things and everything that's going on, but listen, delighted for the players, because they're the ones out there putting in the shift, you know.
And they really did put in a shift in really difficult conditions. I mean, the pitch was very heavy, and credit to all of them. You made a couple of substitutions. There was maybe a little bit more pace in that second half. And when you went 2-1 up, you had a good spell there. You know, there was a chance of a third.
Absolutely. And listen, as I said to the girls in there, your squad's only as strong as what's on your bench. And you could see that we made five substitutions here today, and every one of them added something to the team. And especially the first three that came in at half time, we Cyril Mavani, just because she had that wee bit more pace about her. And I was able to get their back four kind of turned and get on behind them and things, and just put them under that wee bit of pressure. Listen, Aisling put in a great shift in the first half. She's only coming back from an injury, and she led the line really well for us in the first half. But then you can see just with Sarah, and then with Ella McHugh on the left hand side, was just strong and physical on the ball. And yes, we're probably a wee bit disappointed we didn't score maybe another one, maybe two goals. But listen, I suppose at the end of the day, and conditions the way they are, you'd be happy enough for the point, to be fair.
And they had a couple of maybe of the better chances in the closing stages. And overall, you know, a draw probably was a fair outcome.
Absolutely. You can see we started to tire again come the end of this, come near full time. I think, listen, the girls had worked so hard. The legs were starting to go. I think it's a wee bit like the game here on Friday night with the men. They just put on such an effort, and maybe we could have held off on one of the subs maybe to later on in the game. But I thought it's important to get them in there as well. But listen, I think just their discipline, their attitude, everything about them today was just superb. And listen, yes, they probably should have scored near the end, but we dealt with it and we just got back on with it, you know, and we seen the game out then.
And what's next?
Next now, we're back on Tuesday night for our training, and we're preparing now for an away game now to Sligo next week. And listen, that'll be another test for us as well, you know what I mean? They're another Premiership club, and it's an away game, so it'll be a whole new challenge, and that's, listen, the girls will enjoy it tonight, but the focus will turn now fully to Sligo next week.